you know, why are we, you know, spending hours in the practice room every day? It's, you know, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. So that's our motivation to be excellent. And, you know, we can't be lights out into the world, out into the world of opera and other areas of music without first being able to get there. Mm-hmm. So we have to have this level of excellence so that we can go out and be that light to those who need it.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned
David Kirkwood is assistant professor of music at the HBU University School level of Fine Arts
and beyond.
Professor Kirkwood's primary teaching focus
Dr. Jerry
is vocal arts.
With today's guest.
When you hear him sing, you'll know why. And opera. His areas of research and interest include sacred music, literature, and musical aesthetics. He's previously taught at Biola University. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, sincerely, I've listened to you sing, and you are fantastic.
Thanks very much.
Now, before we're done, I'm going to have you sing some. I mean it. I got to hear you sing again. Last time you sang, I just had tears in my eyes listening to you.
I appreciate that.
Great gift you have.
Thank you.
So how'd you discover music?
I just always loved to sing. It's kind of how I dealt with growing up and, you know, emotions going through adolescence. And it was always a big part of my life, but I'd never studied it formally until going to my undergraduate degree.
And so who were the mentors that took you from this singing child to studying?
Right. So my worship pastor at church, kind of when I was a senior, I joined the adult choir. And I had my first experience of classical music, Handel's Messiah. Mm. And so a great first experience. It kind of opened my eyes, like, wow, there's something other than like the contemporary Christian or the you know, classic rock and roll that I would listen to. And, you know, people can do this type of thing with their voice. And I'm like, wow, okay, maybe I should get some voice training. And so he helped me learn a couple classical music songs, and then I auditioned at places and ended up going to Biola and ended up falling in love with this kind of classical style of singing.
Mm-hmm. Classical music does carry with it such a tremendous message and a mm-hmm. culture and a class.
I mean, for sure.
It's powerful, isn't it?
Oh, very powerful.
Now, So from Biola, postgraduate work where?
So from Biola, my wife and I did our master's at Johns Hopkins at the Peabody Institute of Music and started a doctoral degree there. And then children came and took a break for a while. And then we eventually made our way back out to Biola University. And I was teaching there in the Honors College and kind of just adjunctly in the music department, and was able to kind of restart and finish my my DMA in voice at the University of Southern California.
Now, what goes into a DMA in voice? I mean, I can only imagine.
Well, so you're required to do several full recitals or possibly major opera roles. That could also count. So about four or five different recitals. So it's just an hour long of solo music that's kind of curated with different various styles and genres. And then at USC, I had to specialize in three kind of minor field areas. So I chose arts leadership and sacred music, and then a field outside of music was English literature, because I was also teaching in the honors program at that time.
So you're used to just like singing at any time, no doubt.
Yeah, usually. And of course, in every day, when you're teaching students, you have to be able to demonstrate well. So,
okay,
yeah,
so
I'm definitely singing
every day.
You've
got to sing something for me before we go on.
Okay.
Come on.
Really?
Yeah, you can do it. I know you can.
Okay. What's today? Today's the first day of May, right? So there's a Schumann song about the month of May. Okay, so I'll just sing a line for it since you're twisting my arm. And it goes, in the wondrously beautiful month of May, when all the flowers were blooming, then in my heart, love also awakened, or something like that. Im wunderschönen Monat Mai, als alle Knospen sprangen, da ist in meinen Herzen die Liebe aufgegangen. And that's the first verse. So there you go. You twisted my arm and now
that,
I did it.
That was okay. Wonderful.
That's all you get. If you want to hear me more, you got to come to my faculty recitals, which we do in the fall semesters.
Well, I mean, that obviously transitions us to, you know, HBU School of Fine Arts. Mm-hmm. Tell us everything going on and where you're involved.
All right, so I am the kind of the vocal area coordinator in the Department of Music. And so I oversee quite a few of our students in their vocal development, preparing them for recitals and competitions. And we've had some great, really great success recently. And some students giving just really fabulous recitals, just really high level. I've been really proud of them. And we've had successes in competitions. In the most recent competition that we've done in the greater Houston area, you know, we had quite a few students place in the top three.
Really?
We had a junior a woman who placed first. Actually, we had first, second, and third place from HBU. And I also had a sophomore man who placed first in his division. And so that's just evidence of that we're doing quality work here.
Yeah, and so, I mean, and your colleagues, describe your colleagues to us.
Oh, we're a really great, tight-knit group. I really have enjoyed being with all my colleagues. They were so welcoming to me when I first came in, and now we're all chums. And you know, I'll go over to my colleague's office, and you know, just chat. You know, we just like being around each other. So mm-hmm. It's very collegial. You know, we're not territorial at all. We share ideas and techniques, and it's good.
Frequently, I hear the theme here about HBU being a family.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure you probably have experienced that. Why should a student look at HBU School of Fine Arts, prospective student?
Yeah, well, one, you know, we're doing great things. We're doing great work. We're having students go out and do great things. Not only vocally, but also in academics. You know, we just are having a student graduate and getting a teacher's assistantship in musicology at University of Houston. And we had another one a couple years before go up to the University of North Texas and get a teaching assistantship. I, a couple years ago, sent off my star tenor to Yale University with a full ride, room and board, everything. And he was also a top 10 finalist at the Houston Grand Opera Concert of Arias, which, you know, hundreds of people apply to.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can see that we're doing good work. So if you come here, you know that you're going to get great instruction, both in your applied area and in the academics. So, and plus, it's a small school, it's a small community, so you're going to get all that personal attention as well.
And that personal attention has to make the difference in this area, just like in any other, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and the students, we often just, they come in and have a chat, or, you know, I'm available, and we're all available, you know, if they just need to message us about something. And so we know where they are, we know what they're going through, and we can be mentors to them in that way also.
How important has your faith, and you know, like in the arts, I mean, faith has had a tremendous impact in the history of music.
Oh, yes.
How essential is your faith to you and the whole orientation of the Christian worldview?
Yeah, I think it goes to the motivation. You know, why are we, you know, spending hours in the practice room every day? It's, you know, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. So That's our motivation to be excellent. And, you know, we can't be lights out into the world, out into the world of opera and other areas of music without first being able to get there. Mm-hmm. So we have to have this level of excellence so that we can go out and be that light to those who need it.
And you came to faith in Christ how?
Oh, when I was a child. Mm-hmm. My parents kind of were serious about their faith in their mid-20s. And so, you know, I've always had a strong Christian background and went to Christian school and went to church all growing up and made my personal decision when I was just a young adolescent, around age 11.
Now, Houston Baptist University has the advantage of being in Houston.
Yes.
And from a music standpoint, that puts it in a whole nother world.
Yes.
Can you describe that for a prospective student or parent?
Well, yes. Like, if, you know, some schools are large and they have huge programs, but they're out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
So any music making is only going to be at the collegiate level. And some level is very high at some schools, but, you know, we have so many other opportunities for our students, because not only can they go and see great opera at a top five opera house in the country at Houston Grand Opera and the great things that are going on at the symphony and the ballet, but there's also so many regional orchestras, opera companies, choirs that the students can get involved in. Plus, there's so many opportunities for church ministry for our students. I'd say a majority of our students are leading worship in a church or being in the choir at a church or a section leader in the choir. And a lot of these are scholarship positions at some of these choirs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, so there's just so many musical opportunities in Houston.
I'm interested to know, like, when you and your wife want to go see, you know, an opera, or what do you guys like to enjoy?
Well, my wife is a pianist.
Okay.
And she always plays for me at our recitals.
Oh,
and
neat.
Sometimes we share the recital because she's quite amazing at the piano. So she plays a solo piece and I'll sing, and then she'll accompany me on a solo piece. So so since she is an instrumentalist, she often likes to go to the symphony, especially if they're doing a piano concerto.
Yeah.
I, of course, like to go to the opera. We don't get a whole lot of opportunities to do that with three children. It's hard to get out, but when we do, it's always a great experience.
And who are some of the icons in your field that you look up to?
Oh, I really love a lot of the you know, the classic singers from a generation or two past. Some of the great leader singers, the German song singers like Fritz Wunderlich and Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, and of course the great tenors of the past like Pavarotti and people like that. So I kind of like those kind of the classic singers, but there's some really great people nowadays, and actually quite a few of my colleagues from the schools that I've been at are having great successes, so it's always fun to see them and see what they're doing.
Christy and I were in Zurich, and we went to the opera in Zurich, and it was a beautiful snowy night, but man, it's just an unbelievable atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to have something of an intellect or culture to appreciate classical music?
No, I don't think so. I think if you have studied like the theoretical things behind it or the culture, I think that experience is deepened. But I think anyone can go to an opera. I mean, I didn't know anything about opera until I went to college, but I went to my first show. I think it was Puccini's La Bohème. And it was a very moving experience. And, you know, this is someone who's enjoyed music, but, you know, just starting to study it. And I think people have the idea that they're not going to like it because it's like, oh, it's, you know, it's classical music. I don't like that stuff. But I think if they actually experience it, it can be kind of mind-blowing and eye-opening for them. And that's why we do things like music appreciation at our school, and it's in the core curriculum. And it's really fun when you do get to teach those courses, when people have mm-hmm. those experiences, they're like, wow, I never knew that this type of thing existed.
Describe, if you would, the curriculum that a student would participate in the HBU School of Fine Arts, undergraduate and graduate.
Well, I'll talk about the music area, of
sure.
course. So they have a strong foundation in the theoretical studies, so 2 to 3 years in music theory and 2 years in music literature and history. And then if you are studying performance, say vocal performance, what I do, so you obviously have private voice lessons and coachings with a professional pianist for every semester that you're here. And then we also do voice-specific courses. Like I teach diction, so lyric diction in Italian and German and French and Spanish, and sometimes we'll get into Russian or Czech or something like that. But because you have to not only be able to have good technique, but you have to know what you're saying to express it fully, and you have to be able to say it very well. Because there's nothing worse than having an American accent when you're singing your German songs.
Yeah.
But we also teach the students how to teach the voice in vocal pedagogy. And then we also do a survey course of the history of solo song with piano accompaniment for 2 semesters.
And that's undergraduate, correct?
That's undergrad. And for the music department, we are purposefully only undergrad at this point, because that way, you know, all of our professors are professors. We don't have any grad assistants that are
right.
teaching the students. So it's all professors teaching the students. It's all the undergrad students getting those opportunities for a choir. You know, if you have grad students, that's wonderful, but they're the ones that are going to get the roles in the opera production.
Right.
They're the ones that are going to get the solos in the choirs.
And then from a vocational standpoint, I come here and I get my bachelor's in the HBU School of Fine Arts. Vocationally, what are the opportunities? Where do you, I mean, you've cited a couple here during mm-hmm. our talk, but where do the students end up vocationally?
So we have a number of people pursuing music education.
Mm-hmm.
And so those people come out already certified to teach. And so a lot of them just go
really?
Straight into teaching, either at the elementary or the secondary level. So that's one thing. The people who are really outstanding in either their academic area or their performance area most likely will go on to grad schools. And we've had great success sending our students to grad schools, the ones who are going. One of our graduating seniors has just got a scholarship to the University of Texas at Austin. So that's where he's going. But a lot of people like to, because of their great love for music, but they're also interested in other areas like medicine or pre-law or psychology. And so we have a Bachelor of Arts degree that allows for a person to double major, or at least get a minor in that field. And it's kind of interesting, but a lot of grad schools, like law schools or medical schools, will find it very intriguing that someone has an arts background, because they're, you know, it develops creative thinking and creative problem solving
mm-hmm.
and a very strong work ethic, because, you know, you got to be in the practice room for hours a day. And so all of these are transferable skills to many areas that our students go into.
Excellent. We've been talking to David Kirkwood, and he is the assistant professor of music in the HBU School of Fine Arts. Dr. Kirkwood has ministered through music in such a powerful, anointed way. So tell me your vision for the future, where your career is now and mm-hmm. where you envision it going.
So, I mean, obviously want to continue to teach and to build voices that are capable of going on to the next level. And you know, I give a faculty recital every fall, so I keep up with my performance, and hopefully I'll be singing more around the Houston area and see where that goes, because performing is also a great love of mine. And last season I had a solo with the Houston Choral Society. Mm-hmm. So I'm now that I've finished with my degree, I'm able to kind of branch out a little bit and try the performance route as well as continuing research into vocal pedagogy and vocal science as well.
And so mm-hmm. vocal science would include what?
So this is kind of where you get into the technical side right. of kind of the going into the kind of acoustics and how different harmonics are amplified by the voice when you have the proper technique, and kind of what's all going on the inside, mm-hmm. the things you can't really see while you're singing.
Is it a bit of anatomy too?
Oh yes, yeah, and for sure. And we definitely have the students learn all the different muscles and cartilages and the ligaments that are in the laryngeal area.
Historically, HBU has been known for its fine arts area, wouldn't you say, mm-hmm. for a number of years?
Oh yes, and not just in music, but in the visual arts, and then the cinematic arts is growing quite a bit. They're doing wonderful things.
Fantastic. Well, David, thank you so much for joining us. You can learn more about the HBU School of Fine Arts at hbu.edu/fineArts, FINEARTS. We're going to show some footage of David singing, and we just appreciate so much you stopping by. You've got a great gift.
Thank
you're
you.
Obviously blessed of the Lord in a phenomenal way. Mm-hmm. You can also call our 281-649-3211. Admissions will give you answers to questions about the HBU School of Fine Arts, and make the phone call and check out all the opportunity in the HBU School of Fine Arts. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.